Oracle and the Scribe, a radio play adaptation from the one-act stage play by Anthony Arnold. A Theatre in the Raw production in association with Heart of the City Festival for Vancouver's Co-op Radio's Arts Rational program. This is a story about an oracle and a scribe. Early one morning, the scribe prepares for a day of work.
I can't find it. Where is it? It was just here. I'm gonna be late. Ah, there it is.
Take this down!
Wait a minute. Where is... Ah!
Take this down!
I'm coming! Where did I leave the sharpener? Of course, in my pocket. Is that it? Pad. Where's my pad? Got it.
Take this down!
Be right there! Okay, that's everything. Pencil, pad, and eraser. My lunch! Almost forgot it. Okay. All ready.
Take this down!
Give me a break. On my way! Nice day. The sun's out again. It's getting warm.
Take this down.
Forgot something. Be right back. Almost ready. I just have to turn on the switch. I'm ready.
Take this down. Wealth makes you stupid.
What?
Wealth.
Yeah.
Wealth makes you stupid.
Then is the opposite true? If so, I must be brilliant. Poverty makes you wise or smart?
No. Poverty makes you delusional.
Indeed it does.
Rain! Take this down!
Wait a minute!
Rain! And rain! Take this down!
I can't find my umbrella. There it is.
Rain! Rain! Rain and... There is nothing else to say!
Time for lunch.
New subject.
Nope.
Take this down.
It's in the contract. I get at least 30 minutes.
Take this down. Sadness.
The sun's out. I think I'll eat outside.
Sadness.
I'm on my lunch break.
Take this down.
Okay, but I'm gonna take off extra time later.
Sadness is reserved for mourners.
A mourner is only sad for himself.
Sadness is reserved for mourners.
What about the dead?
They have no feelings. They are cold. They lack empathy.
Lack empathy.
Librarians. Librarians prefer a neat row of books.
Librarians prefer a neat row of books to...
Books. Period.
Books. Period. Nothing else? Eh? Nothing. Good. Nice sunset. Looks like an early night.
Darkness is... Take this down. Darkness is merely... Take this down.
What?
Take this down.
Okay, okay. Wait a minute. Darkness is the...
Darkness is merely...
Merely...
Darkness is merely... No!
Darkness is merely no.
Take this down.
Take this down.
No! Sarcasm!
Sorry, it's late.
Take this down! Darkness is the absence of light.
Darkness is the absence of light. That's it? Wakes me up in the middle of the night for that? Oh, I'm losing it. I can't do this anymore.
I heard that!
And so the scribe went to bed. As he slept, a light rain began to fall. The rain grew into a heavy storm, which continued through the night. At dawn, the scribe awoke to find that rainwater had seeped under his door and onto his floor.
Take this down.
Not now.
Take this down.
I'm busy.
Take this down.
I have to mop up this mess. Where's the sponge?
What a beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. And the bucket...
Does the sun caress your cheeks?
Yes, it does. Okay, that's not bad.
And the wind... Does the wind stroke your skin?
Yes, it does. The sun, the wind, what's next?
The rain. Does it softly run down your face?
Rain? What rain?
Does it softly run down your face?
Down my... I get it. The umbrella. You're holding an umbrella.
Ah. Force of habit.
Or intuition?
Perhaps. Regarding maps.
Maps. I'll put this stuff inside.
Regarding maps.
What?
Regarding maps.
Maps?
Yes, maps. Regarding maps.
Wait a minute. Regarding maps.
Regarding maps.
Got it.
Pose the question. How do we know where we are going if we don't have a map? No. No. We don't need a map because we don't know where we are going.
Of course.
Of course.
If we don't know where we are going, we could use a map after we get where we are to check where we are. So, maps...
can be used before or after a journey.
Or not at all.
A map is neither a benefit nor a detriment.
Good for planning. Excites the mind. What about that? Travel. What about travel?
Travel is...
Don't tell me. Broadening.
The travel does not broaden.
Yes, it does.
Travel constricts, narrows.
I don't get it.
Choices are limited. Language, food, travel, schedules. surcharges.
But you learn about other people, cultures. Their language is understood after reflecting on the experience.
Basic functions, practical necessities. Where is, when is, how much, where, when, and how? Not why.
After the fact.
Only the fact.
Reflecting on the experience.
Schematic memories of exotic food, colorful costumes, mistrains, diligent custom officials, sore feet.
Mundane.
Exactly.
Anything else? Well, where are they?
They?
The paradoxes, the contradictions, the conundrums.
Where are?
The prognostications, your profundities.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I sense a change in your voice.
The future.
What about it?
Isn't that your job?
Job?
You're deviating.
A diversion?
Departing from a standard. A deviation. Deviation! Ah, never mind.
Is that pique? Anger?
Frustration?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah? I doubt it.
I know that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Shall we...
Can't now?
No. Then I'll just keep looking.
You're blind.
Why? So I am. I'll keep looking anyway.
I'm thirsty.
We are all... Take this down.
But the scribe was busy in his room, throwing clothing and personal items into a suitcase.
Take this down. Take this down. Take this down.
I'm finished.
Take this down.
No more.
Take this down.
My time is up.
Take this down.
It's over.
Take this down.
I'm a temp.
Take this down.
A temp. Temporary. A fill-in. Not permanent.
Take this down.
This is not a career.
Take this down.
Irregular hours. My room leaks.
Not my concern. Take this down.
No benefits. There's mildew on my curtains.
Not my concern. Take this down.
No overtime.
Not my concern. These do not concern me. Take this down.
The scribe returned to his room and began emptying cupboards and putting pots and pans and towels and cutlery into a large trunk.
Take this down. Regarding the nature of fog.
God, I need to get out of here. This is such a joke. He's got no prophecies. He's not even foreshadowing.
It is said to be composed of air which has been altered. Its appearance obscures earth, sky, and ocean.
The scribe put his suitcase on top of the trunk and dragged them to the rear door.
Does it have weight? Why can it be described as being heavy?
The scribe pushed his suitcase and trunk out the door.
If it moves, as it must if it appears, what is the nature of its movement?
Outside, the scribe whistled at a passing taxi cab, which screeched to a stop. The scribe shoved the suitcase and trunk into the taxi, jumped in, and the taxi drove off.
Take this down. Concerning the nature of sound, a vibration, loud or quiet, neither good nor bad, read that back, please. Read that back, please. Read that back, please. Read that back, please.
The original one-act radio play, originally written for stage, is by Anthony Arnold. Directed and co-produced by Jay Hamburger for Theatre in the Roar in association with the Heart of the City Festival. The cast is as follows. The narrator, played by Attie Gell. The scribe, played by Sylvan Hamburger. The oracle, played by Jay Hamburger. Technical direction, control, and design is Scott Broom. Sound effects design, Scott Broom and Jay Hamburger. At the operator's control board and Arts Rational program co-host, Jerry Kalawenko. Moral and creative encouragement, John Broom and family. Thank you to Associate Artistic Producer Teresa van der Toon of Heart of the City Festival and to the Heart of the City Festival. Jerry Kalawenko of Arts Rational program, Leela Chinia, Co-op Radio's program coordinator, Anthony Arnold, and Bella the dog for being so wonderfully loyal and patient, waiting to go for walks.